according to the path that worketh in you, in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Yeah. Oh, he's able. Oh, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Yeah. Oh, he's able. Oh. Oh. Oh, he's able. Oh. Oh, he's able. Oh, oh, he's able. Oh, oh, he's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Oh, he's able. He's able. Oh, 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 he's able. Oh, 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 he's able. Oh, 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 he's able. Oh, oh, he's able. He's able, 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 he's able. He's able. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. My hallelujah belongs to 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 you. You deserve it. 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 My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. 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 God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh, he's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kaden. We thank you so much for that. Don't give up on God, and God won't give up on you. That's an amen this morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. I'm so glad to be hosting this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Mexico family. Thank you, Minister Simone, for greeting us this morning with the love of the Lord. We so appreciate you. You are one of our newcomers, and you just moving right along. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Again, thank you, Ms. Caden, for that awesome, awesome praise and worship. Don't give up on God, and he won't give up on you. That is an amen. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, and I'm excited this morning because the journey we on was too amazing, two amazing co-founders. 2010, they started us on this journey, and lo and behold, 11 years, I'm still moving forward with this. I'm so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. A scripture we stand on this morning, Psalms 88 and 13, but you cry to the Lord in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower beliefs as we begin our day. Lord, we begin our day with songs. We also have a website that you can visit 24/7 if anything get heavy on your heart and you need a word from the Lord. We ask you to visit our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and all of our message has been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our powerful speakers. Feel free to share our page with everyone. Theme for this year, 2022, is God is requiring immediate obedience. He's requiring us to have immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will be continuous experience in restoration, divinity, protection, and create miracles and strategic breakthrough. Oh, God is so powerful. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as great as Minister Simone, as a host as yours truly, or a song as Minister Kayla, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat. We can stay on, and on the second half of the call, you can give your report, praise report, and prayer request live. That's phenomenal. Our phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I always like to share wealth. If anyone come 3 feet of you, please share. Don't be shy. This morning, the morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products that we have. And this number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. We also have a bypass number so that you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. We call that IRSH. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and we have the power couple this morning. Diamond President Bridget and Victoria Flannery will be doing this call, so join us right after this call. Want to say we would think this is Happy Black Women's Month, so we want to make sure we keep that in mind. So thank you so much. And well, let me just say I'm going to get out of the way because I am getting ready to bring you a powerful, powerful lady that she needs no introduction, but I'm going to give you a few things about her because she is the I Am lady. I am. I so appreciate her so much. She was my prayer partner. Well, let me say her name is Prophet Kai. Prophet Kai Brown, born in New York City. Currently, she lives in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. She has called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her into a seminary where she received a ministry of art pastoral counseling and Master of Divinity and Pastoral Ministry, and she also stands on this scripture, Psalms 29, 20, Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans he has for you. We also have a son, Christopher. He is awesome. She loves him to life, so we appreciate her and all that she does to bring to this call. But what I'm going to do now, as I introduce her, I'm going to, this is going to be a prayer. And after the prayer, the next voice you will hear will be Prophet Kai. Dear Heavenly Father, what a comfort this promises us in you, Lord. Thank you for your plans for us. Plans for good, not for disaster. Plans that you're the future, that we hope. We thank you for our speakers about to download a word in a telecommunications sanctuary this morning, Lord. We appreciate it. We love her. Lord, we thank you for just giving her the strength to move forward in this time in her life. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you and adore you. Amen and amen and amen. Prophet Kai, are you out there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Dr. Vanessa. Minister Prophet Kai is on assignment on her job, on her way to Austin, and we're going to keep her covered with traveling mercy. So yours truly is going to be giving the word of God this morning. Thank you so much to Minister Simone for greeting and feeding our entire Master's Call family as they came on the line. Thank you to our youngest member of the group. We so love her and so proud of all she's doing, and that's our psalmist, Kaylin Lee. Thank you for truly ushering in the sweet presence of the Lord this morning. And to our host, our dear minister, Honorable Cynthia Cox, thank you for hosting our call today. And I have a shout out of love to our co-founder, Dr. Pacola Roberts, praying traveling mercies on her as she heads out from Mississippi on her way back to the East Coast. And Gnosis, we are praying for you. To our entire Master's Call family, warmest kingdom greetings. And I do mean warm. It is 75 degrees already here in Prairie View, Texas. Greetings to each and every one of you. We are always humbled and honored when you join us. And this morning, on our 31st day of our consecration, we thank you for being a part of this sacred season, as we also are in the midst of celebrating Black Women's History Month. I just want to give you just a little bit of history about someone that I'm sure, I hope, we all know about, and that is Ava DuVernay. She is an award-winning filmmaker. Ava DuVernay has been making leaps in Hollywood over the last few years with her groundbreaking documentaries and movies, and she's accomplished a few firsts along the way. Back in 2012, she became the first Black woman to win the Director Prize at the Sundance Film Festival. And in 2018, she later became the first Black woman to direct a $100 million grossing film. Now, just a little bit about her background. Ava Marie was born on August 24th in 1972 in Long Beach, California. And she was raised by her mother, Darlene Sexton, an educator, and her stepfather, Murray May, M-A-Y-E. The surname of her biological father, Joseph Marcel DuVernay III, originates with Louisiana Creole ancestry. She grew up, though, in Linwood, California. She has four siblings during her summer vacation. So let's hear her journey so we understand there's a story when we reach our different levels of glory. See, during her summer vacations, she would travel to the childhood home of her father, which was not far from Selma, Alabama. DuVernay said that these summers influenced the making of that awesome movie, Selma. as her father had witnessed the 1965 Selma to Montgomery marches. In 1990, DuVernay graduated from St. Joseph High School in Lakewood at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA. She was a double BA major in English Literature and African American Studies. Ava is an honorary member, my Sarah, of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Now, despite the acclaim DuVernay has garnered in the film and television industry, she did not even pick up a camera, hear this, until the age of 32. She was 32 years old. So don't despise small beginnings or even what we think are late beginnings. DuVernay's first interest was in journalism, a choice influenced by an internship with CBS News. Now, she was assigned to help cover the O.J. Simpson murder trial, and DuVernay became disillusioned with journalism, however, and decided to move into public relations, working as a junior publicist at 20th Century Fox, Savoy Pictures, and a few other PR agencies. She opened her own public relations firm, the DuVernay Agency, also known as DVA PR, in 1999. And through DVA PR, she provided marketing and PR services to the entertainment and lifestyle industry, working on campaigns for movies and television shows such as Lumumba, Spy Kids, Shrek 2, The Terminal, Collateral, and Dreamgirls. And other ventures launched by DuVernay include Urban Beauty Collective, and that's a promotional network that began in 2003 and had more than 10,000 African-American beauty salons and barbershops in 16 U.S. cities, and she later expanded that to 20 cities in 2008. Now, they were mailed a free monthly Access Hollywood-style type promotion program called UBC TV. The African-American blog Hub Urban Thought Collective in 2008 was a two-minute-long weekday celebration and entertainment news show that was distributed to radio stations and digital platforms for millennial women of color. Now, DuVernay next explored making documentaries because they could be done on a smaller budget than fiction films, and she could learn the trade while doing so. So in 2007, she directed the short Compton in C Minor, for which she challenged herself to capture Compton. So we know through her career, she's again created films that led to the on Selma in 2014, she became DuVernay, the first black woman to even be nominated for a Golden Globe Award, for Best Director. And she also was the first black female director to have her film nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture. In 2017, she was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature for her film 13th. And so with the many movies, she's worked with Disney, A Wrinkle in Time. The film received mixed reviews, while critics taking on with the heavy issue use of CGI. She created and co-wrote and produced the Netflix drama, When They See Us, based on the 1989 Central Park Jogger case. And so in 2021, she co-created an autobiographical miniseries with former NFL player Colin Kaepernick entitled Colin in Black and White. So in 2020, DuVernay was elected to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Board of Governors, as part of the director's branch. So I want to give you contemporary history. Her journey has been really a great journey, and we see the fruit of her labor. So we celebrate and salute today Ava DuVernay. Amen. Well, there is a word from the Lord. I'll be coming back again with you on Friday, so I'm going to start today and I conclude this series on Friday. I'm going to talk this morning from the topic, a willing vessel. A willing vessel. You know, we know Isaiah's commission in the book of Isaiah, that first chapter 6 verse, where it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. We know how it goes on to say, he concludes in that 8th verse we often quote, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go? And I said, here I am, send me. All this morning, a willing vessel. You know, our 2022 theme that the Lord downloaded to us for this year is in 2022. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continuously experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategies, strategic breakthroughs. We know that text scripture comes out of Isaiah 1, and that 19th verse, it says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land, the fat of the land. Are we saying this morning, here I am, send me? See, what does willing really mean? Well, according to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, willing is defined as inclined or favorably disposed in mind. In other words, ready, willing and eager to help. Another definition was prompt to act or respond. How about done or born or accepted by choice? But here's the one I really liked. Doing without reluctance. Selah. Doing without reluctance. In other words, a willing sacrifice. See, being willing is a mindset. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that will determine our altitude. Oh, that 20th verse in Isaiah 1 said, but if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. See, when Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet that we love, he was the son of Amos and was a member of the royal family. So when we read that book of Isaiah, his lineage, his legacy was of a royal family, and he made his first public appearance as a divinely inspired prophet in the year of Uzziah's affliction with leprosy. And he ministered to the people for about 90 years during the reign of Kings Uzziah and Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah. Isaiah had seen the growth of a new empire, the cruel Assyrians, and the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel. Judah, the southern kingdom, alone remained, and it was the last bulwark of the true faith in our one God. Isaiah brought to the king and people the message of the holiness of God, the Lord of hosts, at a time where idolatry seemed to be taking hold in the land of Judah, in our land of praise. He preached justice and charity at a time when the morals of the people had reached a new low of his divine call. Moses Isaiah tells as follows. So that's the backdrop. Kind of sounds like 2022 when morality is at an all-time low, when good is called evil and evil is called good, when sin is met with silence, and silence in the church is not addressing the sin of the world. See, in the year of King Uzziah's death, meaning when he was stricken with leprosy and was isolated, I saw the Lord sitting up a high and exalted throne, and his train filled the temple. Seraphim were standing around him. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he did fly. And one called unto the other and said, Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. See, today we'll discuss the 3H principle today and Friday, the 3H principle for being a willing vessel. Oh, say that out loud. Announce to the atmosphere wherever you are. If you work, say it kind of low, but still say it so all of heaven and hell hears us say about being a willing vessel. In times past, when I first got this message, God gave me for moving from our head to our heart to our hands. But oh, I love as we revolve, as God reveals. He gave me this time to talk about the thinking, feeling, and doing 3H principle, being more from the spirit, getting a God idea, to the soul, in that realm of intellect, reason, and thought, but to the action of serving. So a real-life model of being a willing vessel is offering up a surrendered prayer. We talked about that last night on our Gathering of the Eagles Ministries call about prophetic prayer being a surrendered prayer first, then asking God to give you a surrendered heart so that we can do the work with sanctified hands. Oh, yeah, having a surrendered prayer, God, show me, send me, I'll go, but let me get the blueprint, let me get the download, let me get your mandate, and then help my heart be surrendered, yielded, and then I'll do the work. Can't just get stuck on prayer. Prayer is then getting off of our knees and doing the action with sanctified hands. In other words, spending time in the Holy of Holies with God. Then encouraging one another in the inner court, showing and sharing the love of God with the outer court. Oh, thinking, feeling, doing. Yeah, see, remember, willing means prompt to act or respond without reluctance. Our ability to be willing should be wrapped and saturated with the love of Christ. To be willing starts with the head, our Christ. He gives us his God ideas. We don't want any more good ideas. See, we think about a God ideas based in caring and concern and a willingness to help. Remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. How many times has an idea, an opportunity to be willing, to be caring, arose, but we did not move on it? We did not move from our head when the head of heads, the Lord of Lords, spoke to our hearts to touch and know that we are getting his mandate. We did not spend time in his presence in those holy of holies to receive the download from our head, Christ Jesus, which gives us the heart of God. The compassion of Christ. We got to have the heart. Maybe God did not prompt us to move, but maybe God did. Think about good things. It creates an atmosphere for Christian caring to be willing. Philippians 4, that 8th through 9th verse when Paul wrote to the church in Philippi in that fourth chapter, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, giving you some attributes, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. It's easy to think of ways to be willing to care about others. when your mind is centered on Christ, you'll move from thinking and feeling to doing. Oh, we're talking about a willing vessel to be willing. Oh, God gave me an acronym for caring years ago because caring is sharing. He told me caring is Christians addressing respectively issues needing grace. Ah, Christians, that's you and I, addressing respectfully, doing it with respecting people's personhood when we give to the least of these. The issues needing, you could say, guidance or grace. Remember, as we'll continue on Friday, the 3H principle, being a willing vessel, moving from our head, the head, Christ Jesus, now to our heart, where we receive compassion to accompany our actions. We can't be legalistic with just the letter of the law. To our hands, doing the kingdom building, the thinking, the feeling, the doing, receiving the heavenly download, developing the download. That's where that compassion is sprinkled on it. And then go out doing the download, walking in our destiny. So you're challenged till we come together again to be his willing vessel. I decree it and declare it in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Forgive me. Thank you so much for that on-time message. I'm being willing vessel, being a willing vessel. And I thank you for that. So appreciate you have such a powerful word. And we got to go and share that word with each and everyone we come in contact with today. Thank you for, yeah, that word is so amazing. So when I'm going to do a few announcements. When I come back, you can close us out in a benediction, please. Let us pray. Oh, I pray our prayer with us. Almighty God, we thank you for loving us, drawing us near. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this special time in our life. We thank you for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon says, sharing with us this morning and living, being a willing vessel. Oh, yes, being a willing vessel. You have a heart of God. We share his caring. Lord, we thank you. Asked her this morning to bless her over and over again with so many blessings that she will have enough room to contain, Lord. But we thank you this morning. Lord, we give you praise for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their obedience. Oh, obedience for us this morning to be here on this master's call. We thank you. Lord, we give praise. We lift up all of the DS De Leon family for sharing all this life with us, Lord. We will come together through this whole vessel, right? We thank you this morning, Lord. We pray for the staff that they may continue to bring give our products in our homes. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the Master Call family for joining us, and they didn't think it was Robert to be with us. We praise you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for, we pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, anyone incarcerated, Lord. We pray for anyone that's got killed overnight. Hallelujah. We give, pray for them this morning. Strengthen them like never before, Lord. We give you the praise. We pray for anyone that's in this morning going through bereavement right now, the families. We can't name them all, but you know them name by name, family by family. Lord, comfort them this morning. Give them the strength to move forward this morning. Lord, we know that you're a way maker. Hallelujah. You're a way maker. Father God, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So let me just, this morning we want to thank you again for that on-time message, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we're going to give you the playback. You share that call with each and everyone on your social media today, and the playback is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and that access code is 957-677-pound. Again, please join your check it back office. I'm just grateful this morning. Everybody going to Cancun, please keep up with your information. They're really exciting. I think I'm going to be on that trip, you guys. I'm excited. And the new morning motivation call is held right after this call. Let me give you the number. There is 667 770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that access code is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. And thank you again, Minister Simone, for greeting us this morning with the love of the Lord, and thank you, Thomas Kalen, for bringing us over this morning, and we do thank you for all of you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Wonderstone. Thank you for giving me. Thank you so much for your, again, for your powerful message this morning. I so appreciate you. Love you to life. This, will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Amen. Father, we thank you that we decree and declare that we are your willing vessels. We will have the immediate obedience in our hearts, in our lives, not just with our words, but with our actions and our deeds. Spirit of the living God, touch these, your people. Stir up the gifts inside of us. For some of us, stir us up to get up and put to action. Be your hands extended. Be your mouthpiece with a message. Be your foot soldiers building your kingdom, so that as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever your presence, we thank you, Daddy God, for all you're doing in us, all you're doing through us. And we are humbled by all you're doing for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. And hopefully I'll look forward to hearing you in about 4 or 5 minutes on the Awareness Wednesday motivational call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.